North Dakota's insurance commissioner says it will help some people find affordable health insurance. The U.S. Department of Labor recently issued its final rule on association health plans. John Gottfried said it will help a segment of the population that he believes was overlooked in the Affordable Care Act.
It's our small business owners, it's our farmers, our ranchers, the folks who don't belong to a larger group and don't get their health coverage through their larger employer.
Gottfried says the rule will allow associations to sponsor group health coverage. He says an association can also be formed for the sole purpose of offering health coverage to its members.
It gives them a little bit more negotiating power. It gives them some more flexibility in terms of plan offerings. And it really should bring down the cost of coverage for those individuals.
But Gottfried cautions this is not a silver bullet for health care reform.
To set up one of these association health plans, it can be costly for the association to do that through, you know, with the administrative costs and the different things that go into it. But it may be a very good option for a lot of our small business owners, a lot of our farmers and ranchers, to look at how do we come together, how do we take advantage of our economies of scale and be able to get into that large group market. And so I think it's a good option.
Gottfried said with the number of small businesses and farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, this could be significant. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.